that you were kind of upset about having to quit an hour or so early.
Yeah, because I enjoyed working. Mm-hmm. I was with a great group of people. I liked doing the work very much. Mm-hmm. And just didn't make sense to me to leave early.
Uh-huh. Did they, you mentioned that, something that was interesting to me too. It seems like this would have been much more physical work than you had been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Before. In the library, I imagine it was a little...
Well, that was,
outside of reading shoving your books.
Right.
special shop.
Right, lifting a heavy dictionary or something, that's about right. The extent of that.
Yeah. That would have been maybe the most physical. Did you feel tired the first few days when you came?
Oh, yeah. But it was good tired. You know, you knew you knew why you were tired. You knew that it was a healthy tired, that you had produced something that made you feel this way. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, you get used to it, and you can feel tired. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it was just a good feeling with it.
Mm-hmm. Were you on your feet for the work most of the time?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it wasn't, even though they had the tables there, it wasn't sitting down?
No, I moved around the table, and I was just on my feet, for that. Some of the other jobs had high stools where you could, sit at a machine and do something or other, but I don't know, even then you didn't sit too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So by the time you went into work there, there were already a lot of women working in the plant. Did you ever hear reactions from the men who worked there about the fact that women were working there?
Nothing. Mm-hmm. No. Because there weren't that many men around me. There was a welding area,
uh-huh.
And I know there was other heavier, heavier jobs and so forth. But in our section, I guess it was light enough work. We just didn't, men got the heavy stuff, and we could cope with the lighter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But never got any static. Oh, and then I dated a welder. I don't know if I mentioned that or not, but I dated one of the welders that was working there, and he had a problem with his hip, so he was very 4F, like one leg was longer than the other. But he never gave me any static, like, well, you're just a young kid, why are you working there? Or, I don't think you're going to do this the rest of your life. There was never any hassle, like, well, men could do that job better than you could. There was never any hassle at all. Just, well, I guess sort of enjoyed each other's company, and that was about the size of it.
Mm-hmm. Was there, did they have a break? Breaks that you'd have in the morning afternoon? Were there just one?
They had one in the morning, and they had one in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the bell would ring, and we'd all quit and have coffee or juice or, whatever. And then we'd all come back to work again.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped us at a certain time. The whole works would just stop,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd all start up again.
And was there a lunch break then, too?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How long did they give you?
I guess a half an hour.
Uh-huh.
Because you couldn't go anywhere. They had a nice cafeteria, and we had tables outside. And it was just as easy. We could, we could eat there. Or we could buy, food in the cafeteria. But I don't ever remember going anywhere away from the plant at that time. We're just
mm-hmm.
right there. And, of course, there was a group of us, and we'd all laugh and joke together, and we all stayed close.
Mm-hmm.
So once we started in the morning, we were always with the same group all day long.
Mm-hmm. So you would sort of stay with the group of people who were from the area near where you were?
Yeah.
Could you eat, say, right near your workstation then, too, or did you usually go out?
We went out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was just usually outside the door, and it was an open area, like a patio sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the building sort of surrounded this area, and they just had tables out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember, I think there was a tree out there. So, in other words, all that gray metal of the side of the walls and everything, it was softened a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't too spectacular as far as scenery. It wasn't any Lowry's, where you'd go to eat, but it was all right.
Uh-huh. Did they, so you would sort of be with that same group of people. Did you get to know people pretty well there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This one woman that kept saying, well, you've got to meet my son, and one of these days Gordon's going to come home and so forth, and well, he never did, but anyway, and I wrote to her for a while after I left. But it was, in other words, it was such a good group, I can remember them giving me present when I, when I left, when I said I was quitting and we were moving back up north, I can remember, getting a present. They took a collection of the plant, and so, in that area where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was a very affectionate goodbye, this sort of thing. It was, you know, left with a good feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, outside of the one woman talking about her son, what kinds of things would you talk about?
Oh, I guess our families, and maybe if we'd gone to a movie, or what we did on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And we did an awful lot of joking back and forth. And, the one girl was engaged. She would talk about, well, what she was going to do when her fiancé came home from service.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it was a lot of female talk, this sort of thing. And a lot of them would ask me, well, where did I come from, and about my father being in the army, you know, that sort of stuff. I can't remember anything too profound that we would discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Same old, you know, sling bull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would it mainly be the women talking with each other?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was there, you hit on something that I had forgotten to ask you about, and that was when you started kind of describing the plant some more. So you're saying that did it seem like a real large area that you were in?
My building... I remember being impressed with, it was a pretty good sized building, but it was much smaller than the main building. The main one, I would say, was at least twice the size of mine, at least that,
mm-hmm.
because there was so much going on in there. And I can remember not remembering too much what was going on, because when I would go through, it would either be before everybody started to work or after everybody stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember seeing all the operations that much.
Mm-hmm.
I would go through, see, I'd come out of my door, and it was just a short distance, and I'd go into the door to that main building, and almost immediately inside would be the welding area, and then across from them, it might be like they had all the drill presses, and that was where my mother was. And so I would meet her, or she, you know, she'd stand there and wait for me, and then we'd walk out of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, everybody had quit, so I wouldn't know, you know, what else would be going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if they made bigger things or smaller things or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Was it, in the building you were in, was it noisy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Did you buck your own rivets?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did all of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you didn't work like one as a...
No, I didn't do that. There was one time... when I had to be on one side of this thing and either rivet or buck them, because you couldn't, okay, the small job I did, you could hold the rivet gun in one hand and that bar in the other. You could hold it that way because it was small enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other operation that I only did just for a few days,
mm-hmm.
I learned to, okay, you stand and you could rivet and you get used to your partner so you know when you went from one rivet to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there would be a mistake on one side, and you just tap it, say, wait a minute, I'm not going on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take a rivet out.
Mm-hmm.
And you have signals to go back and forth because you couldn't holler over it, and you couldn't walk around, hey, I'm taking this one out. You want to come see what I'm doing? This sort of thing. And so there would be some good teamwork that was worked up.
Mm-hmm.
It was that, I remember, now that you brought it up, I remember that, and that was kind of fun.
Because
mm-hmm. I like the idea that you're working as a team,
mm-hmm.
and you fix up your own signals and so forth.
Was that after you did the work on the cable?
Yeah, this other was only, well, there'd be days when I worked very hard and I'd get a bunch of these frames up to a certain position so that they would be held up, you know, in other words, I couldn't work on anymore because I'd made so many and I had to stop and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they put me off one day just to do this other thing, just temporary.
Uh-huh.
And so that was only maybe a couple of days I'd worked that. I would be kind of disappointed because I think... that's even more fun. So.
Uh-huh. Did you work on the cable part till the end of the war? Or?
Just until I quit that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's, you know, it's when we moved north. But I was on that, I would say, most of the time that I worked in that company.
Mm-hmm. Did, was the, and the plant also, and it was the, what was the temperature like inside the...
Well, sometimes it'd be mighty darn cold, and so you got to moving around. Of course, then they had overhead heaters, and they'd start to heat it up. But you really didn't have it too warm, because you'd be moving around, so, you know, the heat would be way up above, because of the high ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, moving around, you get your juices going, you didn't need all that much.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, gray cement floors, the gray sides, and there'd be windows way up above, so high you couldn't see out. You know, the light would come in, but... You didn't have any traffic that you could stare out the window and say, oh, look at that car going by, or look at somebody walking by. There wouldn't be anything to distract you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, nobody could look in either.
Yeah. Was there, like, ventilation then from this window? I mean, was it, did it, or was the air kind of...
It seemed to me they would open the doors more for ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember ever suffering because of the heat or because of the cold that much.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be mornings we'd come to work and be darn cold until we got moving.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then if the day got really warm, the doors would be open, but, you know, it'd be really pleasant though.
Mm-hmm. You were, talking about, with the, that there were a few minority workers here. Were there, women who were, or men who were migrant workers there, or from Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. We had, it seemed like there was hardly any Native Californians at all. We had them from all over, but there was a large percentage, I think, came from Oklahoma. And we would tease, you know, well, or they would joke about themselves, well, I'm an Okie.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were the nicest group of people I had ever met. I've never known someone from Oklahoma that wasn't a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get a kick out of the way they would draw, but they always seemed to be just down-to-earth people, very comfortable and very, very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was a foreigner then, you know, so to speak, you know, from another state.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear or know of any women working there who were lesbians?
No.
Uh-huh. So there weren't any... rumors or anything?
No, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
There might have been some masculine acting ones, but I don't ever remember hearing remarks like, wow, I wonder about her or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the way they acted, that we just sort of took it for granted and
mm-hmm.
nobody ever said anything. At least they didn't to me.
Mm-hmm. We're on the job with the safety things that you had mentioned before about having goggles and things like that. Was there like a first aid station or anything like that?
Yeah, they had a company nurse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think she was located in the main building.
Mm-hmm.
Don't remember ever going to her. I don't think I ever hurt myself that I would have to go to her. I just remember she was there. I remember once in a while she might walk through.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about my only experience with her.
Mm-hmm. Was there, did you know anyone who was injured on the job or hurt while they were working there?
No.
Uh-huh. Did they emphasize safety much? Or?
Oh, yeah. They made darn sure that we wore that hat.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to wear those safety goggles. And, let's see. And so they wouldn't let you get away with too much.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were pretty strict along that line.
Mm-hmm. With the working there, you had mentioned that you got
oh dear,
it's rolling. Mm-hmm. Fine, I'm.
You know, I just checked this thing. It was hanging upside down. Whoops.
it'll still probably pick it up. But with the promotions and the raises, were they at regular intervals, or did, you know, like, if you worked a certain amount of time, or did you have to earn them by?
Well, I think they were after a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did it seem that the work pace was real, what it was like? I mean, was it fast or slow, or just...
No, I thought it was fast.
Uh-huh.
I thought we really worked hard, and we constantly kept moving.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was absolutely no standing around. You had so many things or so many pieces that have to get out, and otherwise you held up that whole line, and everybody moved.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did, you had mentioned before about the lead man watching you. Did it seem that pretty much everyone was carefully watched?
Oh, I think he was conscientious. I think he sort of watched everyone. I think he made sure that we were all moving because... He felt that he was, well, I'm a lead man, I'm very important, and this operation's going to move,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to work well, or else. You know, it was sort of that. I can understand that, because after all, well, he was trying to be conscientious, this sort of thing. And as far as his watching me, I didn't take offense to it. I just always, oh, God, I got caught talking again. Uh-huh. You know.
Did the men, was there a lot of, teasing or flirting that went around?
Oh, I think so. Uh-huh. You know, typical in any place, there would be a lot of laughing and joking, this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think back how I ever got acquainted with this welder, because he was a great deal older than myself. But I think I got acquainted with him because when I would walk past his area to go over where my mother was,
mm-hmm.
naturally it would be, you know, they would make some cat calls or something like that. And I think he stopped me one day and spoke to me or something or other.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing sort of led to another, and so then I would go out with him every weekend,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of neat, because then he would take me anywhere I wanted to go, and my excitement going someplace was to take, like, the American Automobile Club, and I'd see all the tourist things of Los Angeles, so I got to go anywhere I wanted, and I saw a lot.
I was just thinking that you did mention about, I hadn't connected him with the welder, but so that was how you'd met this.
Yeah.
How did your parents react to your dating him?
Well, I don't remember too much reaction one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they didn't get upset because he was that much older than myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking back, I wonder why they didn't object. After all, here he was 34 and I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to get upset or anything, because they really did fuss about who I went out with. Being an only child, you're watched a little more closely.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, they would talk to him when he came. But then when he'd come pick me up, we were never there long, you know, very long. Oh, and then I remember also, he'd bring me home late at night, so a lot of times he wouldn't see them,
mm-hmm.
because instead of his driving out to get me, because he lived in downtown Los Angeles, and I would take the old red car, the old red bus, and go in and I would meet him, and that saved a lot of his gas and oil and time and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go down and I'd wait for the bus and go in that way, so a lot of times he just didn't see them. Of course, then my mother would see him at work, so I guess, you know, she was close to where he was.
Yeah.
So I guess he couldn't misbehave too well.
Was there much of a kind of thing of, say, men getting fresh with women?
No.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of joking and so forth, but no, nobody, I can't remember hearing anybody object or complain or tell tales about, gee, did you hear about Susie Q in the other department? Somebody got fresh with her and she hauled off and slugged him. I can't remember anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did, I looked down at this sheet just as I was getting ready to ask you something and got distracted by what I was reading here. With the kinds of relationships around, were there other people there who were dating people who worked?
Oh, I would think so. Uh-huh. They'd have to be dead if they weren't.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you hear of, I know one of the things that gets said sometimes is that that during the war that lots of times single women and or even married women and the men who were getting there, that there would be these affairs that were going on.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they would be any different then than maybe they are now or so, but I just can't remember ever hearing the gossip.
Uh-huh.
If there had been, I think I would remember, but I can't remember. So everything, and I can't imagine human beings behaving themselves. They never have, and they never will. So, but I can't remember any gossip.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they must have known I was dating this welder. But nobody ever said anything to me that, gosh, don't you think he's a lot older than you are?
Oh,
so there was no tisk, look what she's doing,
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
Did people talk much about each other? I mean, any kind of gossip generally, or was it, I mean?
There were problems a little bit. I think we talked about our leadman, whose name was Art. I think we talked about him more than anything. Well, Art was fussing over this or that, or did you see him? He came around and did this and that. I saw him watching you, and for crying out loud, can't he find something else to do? And
mm-hmm.
and then, oh, I know a big topic of conversation when he was concerned. He looked like he was in his early 20s, and we could never figure out how come a young man like him wasn't in service yet, and how come he was just a lead man for this company? How come he wasn't in service? Mm-hmm. And we would look at him, are you 4F? Well, we couldn't figure it out. Mm-hmm. So I think we tore him apart more than anyone else.
Okay. Did the plant have many services? Like, did they have, a place where you could cash your paycheck?
I don't remember where I cashed my paycheck. I don't think they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they have, did they have women's counselors?
Well, if they did, I never went to one. I don't think so. And I don't remember, you know, someone's bound to have a problem somewhere along, you know, a line working like that. Someone's bound to have something, and you want to go discuss it with someone. And I don't remember anything of any assistance. Mm-hmm. But then I don't remember anybody ever having, you know, say, problems or anything. Mm-hmm. I remember they would, might go to the nurse to get an aspirin if they, you know, if their period was close by or something like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember too much trouble. It just seemed like it was a very good place to work. Everybody was very happy. Everybody was seemed to be very satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
They liked the small company. And it just seemed to be a feeling of satisfaction in the place.
Mm-hmm.
There was no labor problems, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Was there, did they have any, like an office or anything that would help people get housing or find transportation to and from work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had, especially transportation, they helped. If they had help on that.
Mm-hmm. Was that handled, was there a special place for that? Or
I think that was upstairs. Now, see, because my mother and I were riding back and forth together, so that meant two to a car.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have any problem. And then also, we never picked up anyone. Because I think it was like, you know, at least two people per car, something to this effect. And so we never got involved in anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember it was there, though.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned being able to buy a special kind of uniform.
Yeah.
Like a jumpsuit, I guess.
Yeah, it was a one-piece. It looked like the great overalls, the work overalls that men wear now, except like this had an elastic in the waist, so they tried to make them a little bit more feminine. They weren't quite so baggy or anything,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't a very attractive color.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had the pocket up here, and they had the company emblem on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just plain old gray.
Mm-hmm. Now, where would you go to buy those? Is there a store?
Yeah, they had a little store there in the place that you
mm-hmm.
could pick them up. And you could buy your, those funny hats you had to wear,
mm-hmm.
and you also got your safety glasses out of this thing,
mm-hmm.
and I guess they had some other stuff. I just remember the jumpsuit, you know, and the hat primarily.
Mm-hmm. Did they, did you have to buy any of your own tools?
No, those were all furnished.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any recreation type things, like clubs or things for the employees, or picnics or anything like that?
I don't remember,
mm-hmm.
because we didn't get involved in that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there a union at Doak's?
No.
Uh-huh.
Not at that time.
Uh-huh. Had anyone tried to organize one while you were there?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Since you now had your mother and your father and you all working,
yeah.
How did things get managed around the house?
Well, it was a small place, and it didn't take long to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, see, I would be gone. Okay, she and I would work on Saturday for a while, like a half a day. And I guess when I would leave, I guess to go on a date, I guess that's when she would clean up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did she still do the cooking? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She did everything. And I still did not have any household chores, you know, particularly to do. I took care of my own clothes. Let's see, I think I bought my own clothes, too. And I had been doing that since I was 16, I guess, like when I first got my babysitting jobs and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The more I worked, the more clothes I bought.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, that was my own responsibility. It was just, you know, took care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I would buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
Shoes, lingerie, everything.
Mm-hmm. So with the, you had control over your own paycheck, you didn't turn
it over to them? Didn't pay room and board, nothing. Mm-hmm. I could go out and blow the whole thing in one day if I wanted to. They just let me spend it any way I wanted, mm-hmm. which I thought was kind of, when I look back, I think it's kind of sad, but then that's hindsight again. Maybe at the time I would have rebelled. Maybe they think I learned a lesson being able to blow it that way, that if I wound up with nothing, okay, then you got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Did you save any of what you earned?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I remember some of the things I bought. I bought myself an accordion, and it was only been a few years ago that I finally got rid of that, so I had that all that time.
Uh-huh.
I remember I bought myself a bright red coat, and then I bought some dress that I must have been a... Boy, but it must have been a smash, and it was a black dress with a low neckline and had some black lace, and oh, boy. My mother let me wear it, so I guess it was all right.
With the accordion, did you then also take time for music lessons, too?
Yeah, I took music lessons much... Well, at first I had that accordion for quite a while, and then I took